It's the 1st of May, the day in 1952 when Mr. Potato Head was launched. Here's an interesting bit of trivia. It was the first toy to be advertised on television.
You can make the funniest looking people in the whole world. Potato Head people look different every time you make them.
To 1967, when Elvis married Priscilla.
In Las Vegas, it's wedding bells for the man who practically invented rock and roll, Elvis Presley, and Priscilla Beaulieu, a friend of 8 years standing.
And Mick Malthouse broke the record for most VFL AFL games as coach in 2015 after his 715th game in charge. 3 games later, he was sacked by Carlton.
That's not the way I wanted to end. Never prepare yourself to be told, no, we're sacking you.
May 1st birthday, singer Rita Coolidge tops the list. The inspiration behind Joe Cocker's single Delta Lady went on to have a string of hits in the late 70s. Rita is 75. Joanna Lumley, the English actress best remembered for her role as Patsy on Absolutely Fabulous, is 74.
Long since I actually remember going to sleep instead of passing out. How do we do it?
Hollywood director John Woo is also 74. He was behind the action movies Broken Arrow, Face Off and Mission Impossible 2.
I just want a movie look like a European movie.
Ray Parker Jr. turns 66. He had hits with his band Radio before going solo and topping the Aussie charts with The Other Woman and this. US country music great Tim McGraw celebrates his 53rd birthday today. An incredible 10 of his albums have debuted at number one. Aussie golf legend Stuart Appleby turns 49. He won the Australian Open in 2001.
It's always good to hit a bad shot down the middle. Better than a great shot in the trees.
Finally, iconic Australian actor John Mellion was born on this day in 1934. Remembered for his role as Wally in Crocodile Dundee, he also had a novelty hit in the 60s.
From Perth to Sydney, they all endorse that hot pie and tomato sauce.
Remembering John Mellion on May 1st.